Welcome back to The Green. I'm Tom Byrne. The poet T.S. Eliot once wrote, "Genuine poetry can communicate before it is understood." Poetry is regarded as important, not simply for pleasure, but as something of unique value that can add to each individual's existence. In April, poetry takes center stage with National Poetry Month. Inaugurated by the Academy of American Poets in 1996, National Poetry Month is the largest literary celebration in the world, with schools, publishers, libraries, booksellers, and poets celebrating poetry's vital place in our culture. In this week's Arts Playlist, Delaware Public Media's Kathy Carter sits down with Delaware's own poet laureate.
Our guest, Joanne Belengut, is Delaware's 16th Poet Laureate. She has been Poet Laureate since 2008 here in the First State, the author of a collection of poems, Words for House Story, in July 2013, a recipient of an Individual Artist Fellowship from the Delaware Division of the Arts. Joanne, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks. I'm happy to be here.
How did you first discover poetry?
I was introduced to poetry the way a lot of children are, through nursery rhymes, songs. So I think that everyone loves poetry when they're young. What happens is people forget about it or somehow grow afraid of it as if it's going to be too demanding.
You know what? That's a really an interesting point. When you're young and passionate, mm-hmm. The poetry you read speaks to you. And as you say, you get older, you kind of forget about it. So how, as we as adults, can come back to poetry?
Oh, by lots of ways. Now, online, you can search for a poem. So many ways. You can type in the poet's name, who you already love. You can type in a theme. But, you know, a great way to get to refamiliarize yourself with poetry or to find out what you like is just find a great big old anthology and flip through it. Go to the library and see if there's anything on the shelf. Go to an open mic or a local reading. There are lots of open mics popping up in Kent, Sussex, and Newcastle, and some longstanding ones, too.
I read where someone said that reading poetry well is part attitude and part technique.
That sounds a little aggressive, like having an attitude or needing to know a technique. I don't think it's that. It's that it comes to the listener physically as well as intellectually. It comes to the body. It's music. It's language that's been raised to the level of music. It's not symphonic music. It's not rock. It's not folk songs. It's not quite that. But it's the sound of the words as well as what their meanings are. That is the poem. So I think to have an attitude or technique is not what you need, but you just need to be open to having an experience. Like when you love a song, you're not analyzing it to know why you like it. You just like it, and then you turn it on again. You need to come to it just ready to be moved. And if you like it, read it or listen to it again. It's not a test.
Do you think that why some people might be a little tentative, because they might think that from school that it is a test?
You're right. You're right. I think not all, but many teachers are encouraged to approach poetry as if there are things we need to get right about it or know before we can enjoy a poem. And that's not the approach that I would like to see in the classrooms, but I understand why that approach happens, because we do want students to understand that there are literary devices and techniques and assonance and alliteration and stanzas and rhyme schemes and all that stuff. But first, I think a teacher would do well by having a quiver of poems that he or she loves and just walk in the classroom and say, "Wow, listen to this. This is so cool. Let's hear it." And if you have poems that you love as a teacher, your love for that music and that language, the emotional and intellectual and physical feeling that that poem gives you will be conveyed to your students. And that's how you need to teach students or give them permission to love a work of art before you start.
You sound like a great ambassador for poetry, which is what you are as Delaware's Poet Laureate. What are some of the things you do as the ambassador for poetry in our state?
Well, yesterday I was in Washington, D.C. with people from the Delaware Arts Alliance, artists, representatives from the Delaware Division of the Arts, to go to our congressmen's offices and advocate for support for the arts. But here at home, what I do every day is I try to write so that I'll have some good work to share with people. And on a monthly basis, I give readings. I love to go into classrooms when I'm invited and do just what I was talking about, share some poems that I love. I do classroom visits as a mini workshop, really. We'll share some poems. And it gives the students a great opportunity to listen to each other and learn things about each other that they don't know, because I think there's not a lot of time during the day for students to share their own stories. And that's really what drew me to poetry first, is that it's a conversation. I fell in love with poets because they were talking to me.
You spoke about sharing poetry and poetry, you know, being something to be shared. I was wondering if you would be so kind to share one of yours.
I would
us.
Love to read
that,
a poem.
That would be great. So this is from your collection called Words for House Story, which came out in 2013.
Yes, it is. I'm going to read this poem because it's a shorter one and tells a part of a story about my father and my background. And it's a sonnet. History textbook, America. I'd search for Philippines in history class. The index named one page and moved on to Pierce. The making of America marched past my enigmatic father's place of birth. The week he died, some man we didn't know called up. This is his brother. One more shock. Fawning for him. He died 3 days ago. The leaden black receiver did not talk. My uncle never gave his name or town. We never heard from him. Was it a dream? The earpiece roar dissolved to crackling sounds. A dial tone erased the Philippines. And yet my world grows huge with maps, crisscrossed. My history alive with all I've lost.
That was amazing. Thank you for sharing that. Tell us a little bit about your dad and your background.
My dad immigrated from the Philippines when he was a 26-year-old in 1929. He was well over 50 when I was born, and he was of the generation of Filipino immigrants who wanted desperately to be American, did not want to share with us anything about his homeland, his family, where he was from. And I say enigmatic, and he truly was. He was sort of the mystery man. So when I think about my father, it's a lot of it is an imaginative exercise of trying to put in peace and assemble him to get an understanding of why he was so secretive about his past.
You say he was a mystery man, and it seems like perhaps poetry was an avenue for you to try to solve that mystery?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Poetry for me, all of my writing for me is a way to process. That's what the imagination does, doesn't it? It pulls disparate things together, tries to synthesize them, it tries to make sense. It's a process of creating the stories that I wish he had told me that I don't have, but I can still make the stories, you know?
Absolutely.
And that's what I do.
I think it was Edward Hirsch who said that if you find more in a poem than the words convey, then something larger is at work. And that certainly seems to be the case.
That's wonderful. It's true. If you read a poem and you feel different, mm-hmm. at the end, it must have been good.
Well, there's no better way to end than that. So Joanne Ballingett, the 16th Poet Laureate of Delaware, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your poetry for us, which is beautiful. So thank you for being so gracious to do that for us.
You're very welcome. I'm happy to be here, and happy Poetry Month, everybody.
Our thanks to Joanne Ballingett for joining us this week. In celebration of National Poetry Month, Joanne will read new poems and introduce Lucian Madison, whose book Peregrine Nation won the 2014 Dogfish Head Poetry Prize. A panel Q&A with Joanne, Lucian, and others follows the readings. The event will be at the Old Statehouse Museum in Dover, Saturday, April 4th. You can learn more about Delaware's poet laureates by visiting her website, joanneballingett.org. Next on The Green, this month's History Matters and a visit to Hagley Museum. Stay with us. This is Delaware Public Media.